Kix 106, Kansas Best Country on Saturday morning. I'm Lucky Kid with you here this morning. A cool weekend around Central Kansas, probably what a lot of you folks were waiting for back a couple of months ago when we were having all that triple-digit heat. But we've got some hot stuff going on this weekend at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. The CPRA Finals Rodeo going on at the Expo Center. Performance tonight at 8, tomorrow afternoon at 1. Tonight, following the rodeo performance, there's going to be a dance featuring music from the guy who is in the studio with me right now, Hutchinson's Jake Gill. You may know him better as a chiropractor in town, but he also is pursuing a dream to be a country entertainer. And Jake, we talked a little about this earlier, but we talked about this on the earlier interview during the Laura McRae Route 106 program, but tell us about some of your inspirations in your music.
Well, I grew up, west of Hutchinson, about 30 miles in a little town, Celia, and I remember riding around with my grandpa in his truck and listening to a lot of older classic country. And as I grew up, Garth Brooks took over and George Strait, and I like a lot of earlier of Kenny Chesney's work. I'm a big fan of Brantley Gilbert and Jason Aldean, Eric Church, and big fan of the work that they do, because a lot of those guys write their own songs, especially Brantley Gilbert and Eric Church. Got some Red Dirt influence like we talked about with Jason Boland and Cody Cannon. There's a lot of different influences out there, but those are the main ones for me.
And I know we've also provided some samples of some music on our earlier broadcast, and let's hear some more about what you do.
I appreciate it. This next song is a song that I wrote called John Deere Rockstar. And growing up in the Midwest, and these little boys, they grow up and all they want to do is be a farmer like their dad. They can't wait till they get their driver's license. They can't wait till they get their farm permit. But that big thing is when they get their own piece of land, and they get to become their own rock star. When they come home every night to their wife and their kids, that's their fan club. And their buddies come over and hang out in the shed when it gets cold outside. They build a fire and they throw back a few. And that's kind of what farming life around here is.
Okay, let's bring that song to folks here this morning from Kansas Best Country Kix 106. Here's Jake Gill.
You got a start in the business, playing for free and taking tips from the pros. At 22, a contract came through, he got a chance for his own show. His dreams were a little different than most stars you know. He didn't fantasize about concerts or riding in the rodeo. He's a John Deere rock star, living out his dream. Working in the fields, raising his family. He don't need stage lights, 'cause his fan club's waiting for him at home every single night. He's a John Deere rock star. You don't need a backstage pass to hang out with his crew, 'cause his fridge in the shop is full of cold button brew. Well, every summer he goes on tour, that's how he makes his buck. But his touring bus is different, it's an international wheat truck. He's a John Deere rock star, living out his dream. Working in the fields, raising his family. He don't need the big arenas or the bright stage of life, 'cause his fan club's waiting for him at home every single night. He's a John Deere rock star. Well, he works every day but Monday, 'cause it's his day of rest. But his next and gigs on Monday, he's gotta give it his best. He's a John Deere rock star, living out his dream. Working in the fields, raising his family. He don't need the big arena or the bright stage of lights, 'cause his fan club's waiting at him for him every single night. He's a John Deere rock star.
John Deere rock star Jake Gill here on Kansas Best Country Kicks 106. Lucky Kid sitting in with you this morning. And Jake Gill, again, a local guy, chiropractor, you know, and is also pursuing a dream in country music. You have a CD that's coming out.
That's right. We're going to have a CD. Should be out by middle of December, just in time for Christmas. And then we're going to take that CD across the Midwest.
So getting a chance to go out and tour and kind of pursue a lifelong dream then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So hey, it's something that's kind of going to be a new experience for you, and I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm very excited. I can't wait. Matter of fact, patience is not one of my better virtues, so we're trying to do it the right way and make sure it happens.
Jake Gill, thanks for joining us. Again, you can hear him tonight at the dance that will follow the 8 p.m. performance of the CPRA Finals Rodeo going on at the Expo Center at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. That rodeo action also on Sunday afternoon at 1. Lucky Kid with you on Kansas Best Country, Kicks 106.